97.5 The Fanatic.
Let the party begin!
The show starts now.
Yes, it does. You're 2 hours outside of the opportunity to be involved in our Fanatic Sixers knockout tournament. Your opportunity to qualify, but you're going to have to come back or stick around with us the whole time. John Kincaid Show here on 97.5 The Fanatic, our 6 o'clock hour, brought to you by our friends at Bradford White Water Heaters. Bradford White is here for the pro. Hopefully everybody navigated to work well today. There were, be careful out there on the roads. If you're, at least if you came from my direction, down 202, a lot of the wind's incredible. Mike Heavy Chevy and I were talking. It felt like a car was being blown around on the road. It is unbelievable out there this morning.
Yeah.
A lot of trees down. I saw the local news. They're talking about a lot of trees down. So be careful. A lot of people driving too fast this morning. Getting out there. You were all fine getting across, Bob.
Yeah.
The bridges were fine.
Yeah, it was all good. A little windy, but yeah, no problems.
You know, so they're saying Walt Whitman's having problems this morning. People coming across the Walt
Whitman. Yeah, that's right. Walt's having problems.
That's always, yeah, I think he's okay.
Writer's block.
Writer's block. That's probably what it is. Patty, you were all right coming in?
Yeah, I was fine.
Down the treacherous hills?
Yeah, up a hill, down a hill, up a hill again. Yeah,
you were fine.
All 7 minutes of it.
Yeah, but you still made it here. I mean, that's...
Dude, I gotta go through like 8 lights to get here. It's ridiculous.
Do you stop for the lights when it's no one's around?
Yeah, I think I've blown... I think I've blown 2 of them. And the one time was really stupid because I realized...
You mean like twice ever?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a law-abiding citizen.
The one time I was running late and I blew it.
Oh, okay.
You know, I treated it like it was a stop sign.
Right.
And then I got here and realized I didn't have my wallet on me. So it was
It
was really stupid, you know, because I can't do time.
See, if I'm sitting there at a four-way intersection and there's nobody coming, and I'll just treat it as a four-way intersection. I'm not waiting for, if they don't time your lights.
You bad, are bad a rebel. Boy.
If you don't time your lights.
I don't.
I mean, you don't. You sit
wait,
there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a
okay,
bitch.
You can see.
Yeah,
everywhere.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
nobody coming.
Yeah, I sit there.
Really? I'm surprised.
Yeah.
See, Jamie, I thought you'd be more of a rule breaker.
Mm, I'm a bitch.
Coach wants you to know that Joel Embiid is good at basketball. That's what Coach knows.
I'm not even hitting the button.
I mean,
he mailed it in.
It is correct. It is correct.
It is Friday. He mailed it in.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
And he's off Monday, too. It's a long weekend.
He's off Monday. He's mailing it in.
He's barely here. Right
now. He's just here in body.
It's okay, though.
It's fine, Coach. We get it.
It's all right. These things happen. Mailing it in. So, you know, it's been known to happen in this industry. Sixers win last night, an unlikely game, and I thank Bob Cooney right off the bat. I had a $100 free wager on the Parks Casino Sportsbook app, and I was this close to saying, man, the Bucks are going to win tonight, right? Bucks are going to win. So I say to Bob, Bob, what are you thinking on this? He goes, I got no feel on this one. Got no feel. Thank you, Bob. Now I have to figure out what I'm going to wager on before Monday. Though, with a $100 free wager, and there's like no sports.
You might need to call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's like no sport. Well, I got to use it. So I got to come up with something. Last night I wouldn't pull the trigger, and I'm glad I didn't. Sixers pulled the trigger. And, you know, Doc wanted to give it away. He wanted to do that.
What do you mean Doc wanted to give it away?
Well, again, he took his 3 best players off the court at the same time, gave up a lead.
They played 40, 40, and 41 minutes.
Why do they have to be off the court at the same time?
They don't have any other starters. Those are your only 3 legitimate starters. Is George Niang a starter in this league? No. Is Matisse Thybulle? No. Paul Millsap, Danny Green, Shake Milton, Furkan Korkmaz? No. None of them is starters.
Okay, so all 3 have to leave the court at the same time?
They don't have to leave the court at the same time.
That's what I'm asking you.
They were only off the court for 6 minutes.
And what happened?
Nothing.
No, it did. You gave up lead in that game. Yes,
not
you did.
When they were. Maxie was on the floor when they gave up that lead. So was Tobias Harris. You don't have any starters on this team. If Daryl Morey doesn't do something to shore up this bench, we're screwed. Like this is last night. He lost confidence in Matisse Thybulle. Matisse Thybulle played 15 minutes and he sat his ass.
Do you
after starting? He totally lost Matisse Thybulle last night. So now you're down another guy.
I got to tell you, I'm losing confidence in Matisse Thybulle because he's a one-way player. We complain about Ben Simmons being just a great defensive player with no offensive game. What does Matisse Thybulle bring into this team?
I really wonder if we're going to regret trading Seth instead of Matisse.
Correct. What is he bringing right now?
I don't say that lightly. I like Seth's game a lot. Matisse has got a long way to go. Still,
he's regressed, though.
This is year 3. This is supposed to be a big year for him. It's not great. You know, hopefully maybe
you see what he looks like with Harden in here, maybe a little more motion, a little more backdoor cutting, a little more use of athleticism does something for him. But other than that, I'm pretty shook on it.
But if you can't hit an open basket.
Not shake.
Pat, if you can't hit the open shot, what does it matter?
John, I made the exact same point last night. I was hanging out with a buddy, and we're watching the game. The starting lineup pops up, and I go, I can't believe they replaced basically Ben Simmons with a poor man's Ben Simmons.
And I mean, he's
a void offensively.
And it's not that
nothing.
It's not that he's missing shots. He's not taking shots. He played 15 minutes last night and took a shot.
Was that confidence? Lack thereof.
It absolutely is. Yeah, that's... Look, it's a great win by the Sixers last night.
Great
win. A really, really fun game. But you run the risk of having such a small lineup, and I don't mean size-wise. I mean, you know, you're probably about 8-9 at the most that you can kind of rely on. And you may have lost one last night. I mean, that doesn't sit well. You're going into a break now with Matisse Thybulle knowing in the back of his head, my coach has no confidence in me. He sat me in one of the biggest games of the year last night. He started me, but then sat me. He put George Niang on Giannis Antetokounmpo for almost the whole second half last night. Think about that. Your Sixers, who used to be able to put Ben Simmons or Al Horford or Joel Embiid or Matisse Thybulle on Giannis Antetokounmpo to try to get you a win, last night had George Niang covering him for almost the whole second half.
In fairness,
Daryl Morey says all you need is our eyes are only on one more big.
That makes no sense to me.
In fairness, Giannis cooked us even with those guys. So his career numbers versus Sixers are really, really good. They haven't been able to figure him out at all yet.
Well, nobody in the league has, but...
Well, yeah, but I can't... Look, it worked last night, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it did.
I agree that they need a lot of help here, but Giannis has cooked them since day one.
And
he always has.
You got to give praise to Doc Rivers on that. I mean, if I would have sat here yesterday and the five of us would have said, who are you going to put on Giannis tonight? Let's go with George Niang, and you're going to win the game... We couldn't get our money out of our pockets fast enough to bet the Bucks.
I'm all for Doc sending messages, though. I'm all for you got to get your head out of your ass. And I think that's the message to Matisse.
Yeah,
I think he's just like, I can't trust you if you're not going to play the game. You got to play both ends of the court. And Pat, I would imagine there were others at the PJ's bar that were thinking the same thing. While you had your Shirley Temple.
How could you not?
You had a double last night, too, I heard.
I went hard, yeah.
I went real hard
on a Thursday. Yeah, I didn't think about the whole losing Matisse confidence and sitting him aspect of it, but I couldn't get over when we were talking about the veteran bio market and they only need a big.
I think it's crazy town.
That is ridiculous. Your head coach told you need more guards. Now, granted, like one of them came back from an injury. You traded for one, but like you also lost one.
But
so that's an even swap for guards.
Bob always says he might be lying. So. He might be lying. Thing is, though, he's saying it now publicly. He's sort of saying it like on these podcast interviews and everything that, yeah, we don't need much. We don't need much.
He's got to get out there. I'll tell you what, looking at the lineup last night and guys that were getting playing time, it makes that win even more impressive. It really does. I'm looking at the guys out on the floor, and like I said, watching Niang try to cover Giannis. And they wind up winning that game, and Embiid was fantastic again. And Niang, he had some big, big threes and wide open. Imagine what this floor is going to look like when you have James Harden on it, when Joel Embiid is getting double and triple teams.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see, though, what it's going to do for Tobias and what it's going to do for Matisse. They need Matisse to come out of it.
He needs defibrillators, offensive defibrillators, because he's at a point where
he's Ben Simmons. Pat said it best, a poor man's Ben Simmons.
Well, yeah, he doesn't.
He's not as good defensively as Ben. I mean,
if this stuff that Daryl's saying is true about only one big, I think it's foolish.
Well, Frank does not agree with us, and he wants to get in early. Frank, what's going on this morning, buddy?
Good morning. You all said the Sixers were going to lose by 20 plus.
No, we didn't.
No, you all didn't. That was coach.
We never said that. Frank, wait a minute. We're going to have a conversation here. Start with what we actually said. None of us said that.
Coach said it.
Right.
But he's barely on the show.
Okay. But you said nitpicking for what?
What do you mean nitpicking, Frank? Frank, okay.
Probably the best roster in the East. They just beat. And we're still nitpicking because we don't have players because we don't have no depth. was because James Harden is not here yet, and we're still criticizing after we just beat a good team, the team that won the championship last year.
Frank, it doesn't give you depth just by James Harden showing up.
But we're nitpicking.
Yes,
it was a great win last night, Frank. We're not nitpicking. It was a great win.
We nitpick. When we lose, we complain. So the Sixers are in a lose-lose situation when it comes to the media.
Okay, Frank, here's what you got to do. You got to promise me. You got to promise me, Frank, that you will call back. Okay, when they're playing in the postseason, because you think this roster is good enough. When James Harden's here, you think the roster is good enough, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, we will.
Going to the Eastern Conference Finals. Oh.
Here's hoping.
We hope so. Right. I mean, that's where they better go to the Eastern Conference Finals, Frank. They better go. If they don't, I don't want to hear that. Well, you're nitpicking.
If they don't go, blame Doc Rivers. Over.
Oh, come on, Frank. Seriously. Now,
we're not complaining about the 76ers. Hold on.
This roster.
It was a great, great win last night.
Even if we were, welcome to Philadelphia sports.
Oh my gosh.
Where you win a game and the first thing you think is, what can we complain about? That's just the reality of our city. That's what we do.
No, but I don't believe that because we'll praise them on another day. There's a reason you got to worry about what the plan right now that is being verbalized by the president.
Yeah, I'm not.
And he's verbalizing his plan. And we're in advance saying do not agree with that plan.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I found it funny when he pointed that out. It's like, welcome to Philadelphia.
Well, if you wanted sunshine and lollipops and rainbows and unicorns.
It was a great win. It also showed some deficiencies.
Correct. And I think every one of us said great win.
God, the variety of ways that Joel Embiid can score a basketball is just incredible. Their help defense, I thought, last night on Giannis was really, really good. As I said, you have George Niang on him, but they came off of other places and doubled him when he was trying to do spin dribbles, whatever it may be. I thought that was really good.
Well, that's going to need some work, too, because Harden doesn't like to switch defensively, as your own GM tells you. So he's going to have to learn to
not
do that.
Exactly. So it was, but I'll tell you what, that was a really fun game last night. That was just, it was never too out of reach. Milwaukee got up, 13, maybe something like that. Sixers got up 15.
Yeah.
But it was never too out of reach for either team. And it was a great, great game. I said to you yesterday, John, when you were talking about the text that you sent me, I said, man, things just get wonky. Like this last week before the break, players a lot of times have one foot out the door and, they're ready to go on vacation and things just get a little bit weird. That didn't last night. I mean, the outcome surprised me. I didn't think the Sixers would win. But that was just a good, good game by both teams.
Staples Store is a new world of possible. They got innovative tools for small business, remote workers, and learners. You can explore more at your local Staples Store. Visit staplesconnect.com. Remember your chance to enter the 76ers Fanatic Knockout Tournament presented by CSL Plasma will come up after 8 o'clock. So 24 games to go, and the Sixers. Can the Sixers win 18 of their last 24 when James Harden's here? Can they go 18 and 6?
Sure. I think so.
18 and 6? You think it's okay?
It's not out of the question.
You're going to have to go 18 and 6 to beat your best record in that, and that's just 53 wins. You're like, to get to 53 wins, they got to go 18. They win 18 games.
Yeah, but regular seasons don't matter, right?
No, but it's just showing you
that. Where does that get us in the seeding?
Well, in the seeding is what you need.
Well, where does 53?
I think 53 gets you close to the top seed in the East. Close. You might get it, you might not. 18 and 6 is what you're going to have to do, though. I really believe you got to go 18.
So if you went 16 and 8.
You're not getting the
You're probably a top 3 seed, though.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So that's very realistic.
I think 16-8 is not going to get it done, though, come playoff time. You lose.
I don't think it translates as long as you can win on the road.
Well, the thing is, it would tell me that they're not playing well together. If you're losing 16. If this team's losing 8 games the rest of the way.
16 and 8 wouldn't be bad for a new team.
I'd be
fine with that.
It's all about seeding to me.
It's 2-1 win to loss ratio. I'm good with that.
Okay. We will see how it all shakes out right now. They get a little bit of a break, a little bit of the weekend. Everybody, there's no sports. So we have no sports.
But Tyrese got elevated to some games this weekend, the skills challenge and the rookie sophomore game. So I'll check him out.
Yeah, it's a it's a fun weekend for those guys.
I do
being
like
around.
The NBA All-Star weekend.
I won't watch Saturday anymore.
I watch least is the game.
When the best players in the game won't take part in the dunk contest. You're having a dunk contest and you're saying we're gonna have a home run hitting contest and have the eight out of the top 10 home run hitters aren't gonna participate. It's like
that always kind of ruined it for me.
I don't understand why they haven't found a way, especially with sponsorship, to be able to make it more attractive for guys to want to be a part of these things.
What percentage of guys get hurt doing these dunks ever? There's no really good excuse. Like, if you're LeBron...
No, they want to get paid. That's what LeBron articulated.
It's ridiculous.
I want to get paid. They want to get paid.
Just go dunk a basketball. Michael Jordan won it all the time. They basically kicked him out of it. He was so good at it. Don't you want to follow that?
Just a note for your Philadelphia Eagles, and I'm stealing this from NFL Live. The Eagles play 7 of their 17 games next year versus new head coaches. One of the top numbers in the league, where they're going to play 7 of 17 versus new head coaches. And then they had their early, way too early hot seat list. And the Eagles play 6 games against teams that NFL Live said were on hot seats in 2022, including Ron Rivera and including Mike McCarthy. So that means 13 of the Eagles' 17 games are against either new head coaches getting started or 6 coaches that are considered on the hot seat. That is a golden opportunity to succeed to me. When you're facing hot seat coaches, new coaches, that's where you want to be. You want to be in the desperate team, or you want to face, like, I know, Jamie, you always say Mike McCarthy's an idiot. You don't like him.
Bozo or Stooge. Yeah.
All good attributes to have for a Cowboy coach. And then you're facing all these teams that are trying to get things going. Things are really, it's got to be hard for Howie to sit there and go, can I just ride this out another year? Can I just ride it out with Jamie? Because the opportunity is there. The schedule's not brutal. You get the extra home game next year. You're playing 9-17 at home. I mean, this is a year where you gotta pounce.
Oh, it's eating at him.
I bet it is.
I don't doubt it at all. That's why when I bring up a certain guy's name who's I won't mention, I know how bad he would kill for somebody like that.
Yeah, don't watch NFL Live. You don't want that bad news.
I'm not going
to. They're all like, do not. You're not. It's not happening.
But it doesn't change Howie's want.
Oh, no, I got that.
You know, like, that is real. I think he looks around, just as you said, and goes, all right, Tom Brady's gone. I assume Aaron Rodgers will be back, but maybe Rams will have a hangover from the Super Bowl. It's a wide-open NFC. The Cardinals used to look like, a chance at world beaters. Maybe not. Dallas, they're choke artists. It's there for the taking, and I really think he believes, and they believe, if they got one of those 7 or 8 guys in the world, then they got a shot at the NFC. I believe that.
Well, the Jimmy G news yesterday, Bob, was that it's going to probably come down to the Colts or the Bucks for Jimmy Garoppolo. So I hear people go, it's not an upgrade, Jimmy Garoppolo, but the Colts and the Bucks are both like, yeah, we're... They're supposedly Colts is one that Frank Reich
Colts
wants.
Colts also thought that Carson Wentz was an upgrade.
Are you kind of amazed that they'd move on? Because I am.
I'm not.
I am too.
I think Frank Reich was told we're moving on.
Well, yeah, that might be the case.
I don't think this is Frank's choice.
But it's a $15 million hit. You don't have a first round pick this year, and your other alternative is Jimmy G?
Yeah, I'm very surprised. I feel like at that point you're better off just doubling down.
You think it's your owner?
Yeah.
Telling him. Yeah. It doesn't seem like a decision Frank Reich would make.
No. I don't think it's a logical decision, honestly. You put that much draft capital into it. I really don't think it's either. It's like he wasn't a good fit with the team. I think it's the diminishing skills that you're seeing with Carson Wentz that pissed off Irsay.
Wentz may go to Carolina now, is what they were saying.
Matty Rule.
So Matt Rule can have another mediocre
final shot Wentz's shoulders.
What do you do when you're he's grasping at straws?
Yeah,
he's been grasping at the quarterback straw since he got in the NFL.
Yeah, that was Sam Darnold last year. That was a grasp at a straw.
I didn't think that was a bad grasp at a straw, though.
No, it was worth it. They were desperate.
They didn't give up a ton.
No, and they were desperate as hell.
But now he's rolling the dice again if he goes with
that. They gave up a second, fourth, and sixth. I would have probably done it too if I were them.
I think I would have done it. But it's not good, Bob.
No, it's not. The Jimmy G stuff, like we debated it. Is it an upgrade? Yeah, I think we all agree. Is it a big enough upgrade moving forward? Probably not.
And that's a, we'll have a Pro Football Focus shared their thoughts on the Eagles quarterback situation. We'll have that coming up and more during the course of the day today. I have always wondered about Pro Football Focus since they told us that Nick Foles was not the best option. That Nate Sudfeld, when Wentz went down injured, they had the headline, Nate Sudfeld should be quarterback in the Eagles.
You're saying his name wrong. It's Studfeld.
Studfeld.
Yes.
Yeah. We wouldn't. Can you imagine if they had went with Sudfeld?
We wouldn't have had a parade.
Wouldn't have had a parade.
Probably not, no.
Probably not.
That's a hot take.
That is really a hot take.
Probably.
I mean yeah. Nate Sudfeld's entire career comes down to the coaching staff realized he was so bad that they could lose with him to get a better draft pick.
And then
that was his job.
Doug Peterson felt guilty about the fact that he had no tape, or was he told to tank? I believe he was told to tank.
Yeah.
At halftime of that final game? I think he was told to tank.
Ah, he was just getting a good look at him.
I think he said, Nate, to make sure. He said, Nate, get out there and just be you.
Nate, okay, I'm on the fence with you right now. Yeah. Go out there and show me what you've got.
I think he knew that Nate being himself was going to result in a loss.
Okay, that's an interesting way to look at it. It's one of the boldest moves, and it worked out because Devontae Smith came here.
Yeah, shout out
to
Nate.
And that deal was beautiful, the way it all came down.
Sure was.
Oh, my gosh. What a gorgeous deal. Now you just got to get a quarterback and get him the ball. But they'll be building this year. We'll have a better draft because of it. And we're not the Miami Dolphins. So there's the good news, Jamie. We're not the Dolphins.
That is true.
You didn't give up two first-round picks.
Unbelievable. I still can't believe they made that trade.
Yeah, right?
Jalen Waddle's a really good player, but you don't trade that for a wide receiver.
Well, more importantly, though,
there's like 35 good wide receivers in the league.
And it's
chill
one
out.
Where the people who are the anti-Howie crowd, and I get it, there's things to be anti-Howie about, but that was brilliance.
Yeah.
Because he knew that Jamar Chase wasn't going to be there.
He got good intel from Cincinnati, maybe.
He knew that.
Maybe Press Taylor spilled the beans.
To Howie Roseman?
Maybe.
I don't believe so.
I don't know.
You mean the new offensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Doug made a good hire, though, with Caldwell.
I like that.
That's a good hire.
No, I like that.
Really
very
good.
Much so. Because I think
he needs it.
I think Coach Caldwell can help him with some of the...
Sure.
You know, just some of the
I wanted Caldwell to coach the Eagles when
did
Doug,
really?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he was calling for it all the time.
I wouldn't have hated it, but I don't know. Strategy during games, sort of like Doug's.
Yeah.
Doug rolls the dice.
Big balls, Doug.
And Caldwell's more stick close to the vest, play it out, but works out together. We will have a lot of discussion coming up. There's going to be no baseball for a little while, but will it affect the beginning of the season? We'll get to it next. Hopefully you're having a great weekend. And don't mail it in like Coach Camille. I mean, seriously, go at it today. It's Friday. John Kincaid's show on the Fanatic. The Parks Sportsbook app is absolutely awesome. And the Parks Casino Sportsbook app also allows you to get to that Parks Casino right online for all the casino games you like. The Parks Online Casino is amazing, too. So there's a lot of options for you to have some fun this weekend. Now, nobody does live in-game wagering better than the Parks Sportsbook app because there's so many ways to wager. And if you want to bet on individual player performances, same-game props and parlays and more, you've got that opportunity, too. And new customers, make your first bet risk-free right now up to $500. You can download in the App Store or click parkscasino.com/PA. Use my promo code Kincaid and your risk-free bet will be refunded in site credit. The website's got all the details for you. That Park Sportsbook app, it is game time. You will absolutely love it. You got to be 21 and in the state of Pennsylvania. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Thanks so much for hanging out with the John Kincaid Show on The Fanatic. Your chance to be our today's qualifier to be in the Fanatic Sixers Knockout Tournament presented by CSL Plasma, where you can earn up to $825 this month when you donate plasma. Get location and information at CSLPlasma.com. Your opportunity to be there with us on Wednesday, March the 2nd is right around the corner. I'm such a nerd. I love when I get to the point
right
of, when I get to the point of the season where I can make my schedule grid. So now when you get to the All-Star break, I now have the schedule grid that I'm making. Here's the Heat schedule. Here's the Cavs schedule.
Oh, yeah,
here's the Sixers schedule.
What a loser.
To be able to go, okay, now you can make up a game this week. You can.
That is some nerd stuff.
And last year I worried so much about that number one seed and it ended up not mattering.
He's so weird.
It ended up not mattering.
No,
at all.
It didn't at all.
It didn't. Not matter at all. Don't get choked up on me there. You got choked up there a little bit. Your voice is cracking.
Little allergies.
Is the allergies? What are the allergies that
I don't know. I'm convinced it's the rain. Whenever it rains, my allergies in the morning are horrible.
Do you take something? You don't.
I got addicted to
Zyrtec, was it?
Yeah. So if I didn't take it for 36 hours, my whole entire body would be itchy like a fiend.
The idea of Jamie going to rehab
for a Zyrtec addiction.
So I had to quit it cold.
Jamie, is it like half baked where he's like, I'm addicted to weed and they just started ripping him for
you
it?
Go. You in here? Well, your chance to join us in the Fanatic Sixers knockouts coming up. So be on your toes. You know, the biggest nightmare for the 76ers would be the Nets going further than them. Especially after admirably setting the bar high at a championship run or bust. Joel Embiid with Scott Van Pelt. Daryl Morey with the Cuz and a bunch of other media outlets. James Harden. It's championship run or bust. It's almost championship or bust. Truth is, though, there could be a bigger nightmare than the Nets going further. What if Ben Simmons gets it figured out? I know the answer I'm going to get. It wasn't going to happen here. But what if he gets it figured out in Brooklyn and ascends and becomes the player that we always thought he could be? Is that then not going to be a major indictment on what the Sixers did and how they built around him and whether he could do it? What if he gets a role there where he thrives? What if his new team puts him in a position to be a perennial first-team all-star? To me, that's the bigger long-term nightmare here. And is there any way, Bob, that you think Ben Simmons could go to Brooklyn and become the player that everybody wanted him to be here? Or do you think that ship has sailed?
He doesn't even have to do that. I mean, if he becomes the player that he was here at one point, not that what people wanted.
What, 2019 back, right?
Yeah. You know, if he is a 15-point-a-game, 8 rebounds, 8 assists, and plays the way he did here before, you know, the playoff run, before he lost confidence in even trying to take a shot, whatever it may be. Yeah, that's a scary situation. Look, as we've all talked about, there was two perfect fits for him in this league, it seemed like, after the 76ers and he didn't want each other anymore. Well, specifically, he didn't want the Sixers.
Right.
And that was Golden State and Brooklyn. Yeah, he's going to play with two superstars of the league. Two guys that can score. Kevin Durant's one of the greatest scorers ever in the history of the NBA. Kyrie Irving is one of the greatest finishers in the history of the NBA. You're somebody that passes the ball at an elite level, and you're going to play with two of those guys? It's not a bad fit. And, oh yeah, there's this guy Steph Curry, who might be one of the top 5 shooters in the league right now also. So, or Seth Curry.
Yeah, yes.
So, you know, it's a great fit for him. It's all out there for him to do well. Whether he does or doesn't, we'll have to see.
Yeah, I mean, he's still going to be a liability come playoff series if he doesn't change something dramatically. I have no confidence in saying he will change that aspect of his game, because what do I have to base that on other than the fairy tale I had in my head for 5 years that I convinced myself was coming? So, you know, fool me once, you know, shame on me. Fool me twice. Or shame on you, then shame on me. So I'm
confused. Who's the shame on?
You shame you first, and then the second time.
I don't know. I know the saying. I just
got lost.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
He's probably in Texas.
Fool me
too,
5 years in a row. I'm a freaking idiot.
Shame on you.
Okay.
You can't get fooled again.
It could happen.
Correct.
But I also see the negative more than I see the positive. And Steve Nash's toughest coaching job come playoff time is going to be Ben Simmons.
Pat, where do you fall on this?
That is the biggest nightmare. I have a hard time believing that a first-year head coach is going to be able to just have this whole thing gel perfectly, and they're going to advance.
Well, wait a minute. He's the second-year head coach.
He's second
he coached year. Last year. He coached him last
turn
year.
Turn my mic off.
Yeah, he coached from last year.
I waited the most important hour of our show.
And then you waited to do the dumbest thing. It's all right. We all do dumb things.
Accuse myself.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. But the offense is suited more to his style of game up there.
It is.
Playing with a center, I think, in the back of his mind, kept him from being what he could be. That's what I think he believed. I don't necessarily. A great point guard figures it out.
I don't think he's ever going to be in an ideal situation.
You think he's one of those people's always going to?
Yeah. I look, yes, basketball-wise, you look at his skill set, you look at what they have. Of course, it's an ideal situation, but he strikes me as somebody that's just never going to be happy or content on a basketball court. And it's always going to be somebody else's fault on why things didn't go the way they should have.
8 o'clock hours brought to you by our friends at Martin Law. They are the law firm for injured workers. You can visit paworkinjury.com. That is one of the things that, though, what would be a bigger black eye on the on the Sixers organization? If they lose to the Nets, if the Nets go further this year in the playoffs, or if Simmons ends up being the player that he used to be here, Bob, what's the bigger, will people talk about more often? Because I think they would then point and go, Sixers failure. Look, this guy, they didn't build it right. They didn't build it right around him.
Yeah, because that'll go hand in hand. If Simmons plays the way he was here when he was playing at his best up in Brooklyn, you can make a pretty solid argument that they're a better team than the Sixers.
Oh, I think you could.
Yeah, so it's going to go hand in hand. If he goes up there and plays well, I think Brooklyn will probably go further in the playoffs than the Sixers.
But again, what's going to happen late in a playoff game when you can hide your defensive liabilities on him? Guys like Seth Curry and J.J. Redick here that, you know, defenses cost, you could just put them on a Ben Simmons. You know, I'm not saying that they're here. I'm just saying that type of defensive liability. And then what's going to happen when Hackerbank comes out? What's Steve Nash going to do? Because he's not going to get better at the free throw line. I mean, he might get back up to that 63% guy, but he's never going to be a 75-80 guy.
No.
So
65%, I think the Nets would be doing cartwheels.
Yeah.
If he's making 2 out of 3.
He shot, 32%
the worst
free throw?
Ever, right?
Yeah, the worst ever. So that's a real thing, and he's got to get over whatever the hell demons he's got in his mind at the free throw line and fix that. Otherwise, he's still going to be a liability.
Remember,
he's got to go to the bench late in the game. He's got to go to the bench.
So
you have to.
How can I regret that?
Or you can just
if I'm watching Brooklyn send him to the bench with 8 minutes to go in the game because they can't trust them.
But that would be a Bush League way to try to win.
Well, only if you're playing against it.
So wait a minute.
When they're doing it against you, it's dishonorable.
Okay, I didn't realize that. Okay,
but when you're doing it to him, then it's completely honorable.
All right, it's that time of day.
You're so weird.
215-263-0975. 215-263-0975. If you're the 10th caller, you're going to win a pair of tickets to the Sixers and the Knicks game on Wednesday, March the 2nd. After the game, you get to play a round of knockout on the court, an NBA court. And James Harden will have played his first game as a Philadelphia 76er at home that night, scheduled to appear. Fanatic Sixers Knockout, presented by CSL Plasma, where you can earn up to $825 this month when you donate plasma. Get location and information at CSLPlasma.com. We got the calls. They're ramming them through here. 215-263-0975. And people still call the main.
Every time.
Every time.
Bless
they're ramming them through, though, John said.
And if you want to ram through some bets, John, don't forget Prop Swappers are catching in. Find the best odds on Prop Swap when you buy directly from other bettors. Download the free Prop Swap app today.
Are they cashing in or catching in?
They're ramming it in.
Okay. They're ramming.
Ramming in winners.
Well, that used to be the Rams song, by the way, which they brought back. You've never heard Ram It?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I might have actually.
Ram It.
Like Whip It?
No. It's a Ram song, and it was Ram It. Ram It. Yeah.
Oh,
Pat, see if you can find it.
I know exactly what you're talking about,
it's
John.
It's a terrible.
Yeah, Eric Dickerson was in it.
Ram It. Oh. You got to see if you can find it. I know it's out there on YouTube. It's bad. Glenn and Conchi is our winner today. We go to Conchahawken. Glenn, congratulations.
Amazing. Thank you guys so much.
That is awesome. Glenn, how many times did you dial?
Once.
You just dialed once and you were the winner.
That's it.
Glenn.
I had it dialed up. I had it ready to go.
I love it. Glenn, we're going to look forward to seeing you out there. Do you have big time game or not?
I got a little shot.
All right. All right, there we go. Good job.
I can make a free throw better than Ben Simmons, I bet.
Okay, there you go. Thanks, Glenn. Our winner. Glenn's the winner. Glenn and Conchie, congratulations. He is our winner. Good job. This is Ram It.
I never, ever in my life have heard that.
It was really good, like the Super Bowl shuffle when like every team had a song and the Rams came up with Ram It.
All right, it's actually better than I thought it was going to be.
Just Ram It. Oh, I'm sorry, Glenn.
Ram It.
Glenn, call back,
don't
please.
Don't ever do that again.
Ram It. I thought he'd already gotten his information. Glenn, call back, please.
Glenn and Conchie, just one call.
There you go. One call, that's all. There you go. There
was
one
call hitter.
The worst ever, though. And it's a shame because it was this organization.
You don't like Buddy's watching you?
Buddy's watching.
That's a classic.
It was terrible.
You're terrible.
It was terrible. And it did, how would you even remember it?
It's a great song.
It was 88. How would you even remember that?
Don't ask questions you don't want the answer to.
It was Fog Bowl year. It didn't even, none of them had rhythm to be able to rap.
It was my cell phone ringtone in 88.
It was terrible. The worst was Luis Zendaya.
I don't remember
Zendaya.
This one either.
You don't remember Buddy's watching?
Buddy's watching you. Wait a minute.
He's watching.
And the Philly.
Oh, my God. You guys, my ears are about to bleed.
And
stop.
The Philly fans are too.
Luis Zendaya is in it?
Luis Zendaya. I kick field goals.
Yeah,
he couldn't even. He had no rhythm.
I believe you.
You got to watch it because the sweater's one of the guys is wearing.
It's on the Mount Rushmore of songs created by football teams as a publicity stunt.
Oh, my gosh. Randall Cunningham, quarterback. I'm the guy. You try to sack. And it's
That's poetry.
And I remember
was it as bad back then as it is today? No, it's better back then.
Roynell Young, they call me the ruler. I'm the one that's cooler than cooler.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good writing right there.
Hit him high, hit him low. Good God Almighty, got to let the ball go or
all
something.
Right, good God Almighty, let's move on.
It was terrible. It was absolutely terrible.
Mike Quick was in it?
Yeah. Let's see what. Yeah, it was not good. It was not good. Let's get to Cooney's Corner. Let's do it.
We will. I swear.
He's all Buddy's watching.
Pat, that's on
our
me.
Perfect show just ended.
You see that column?
Let's turn the page and find out what's in Cooney's column.
I'm so confused. I don't know what I'm doing here. When the Cooney's column segment began about a month ago, my first subject was about how the Philadelphia Flyers were at the lowest point of their history and how they didn't know how to change with the times. Sometimes when you approach a subject, John, you have to circle back to give an update on what you previously talked about. And when it comes to the Flyers, well, circling back seems to be their theme. 2 weeks ago, the Flyers named Danny Briere to the position of special assistant to the general manager. And yet another, let's bring back a former player to our front office position by a team that has become specialists at it. Now, this is not an indictment on Danny Briere. A nicer former player you'd be hard-pressed to find. And maybe, just maybe, he will become an asset to a front office during the worst time in team history. But as my wife always tells me during a discussion, and usually correctly, that's not the point. I don't think we have to reiterate that the team hasn't won a championship in 47 years, or that they've made some really horrible draft picks, trades, and signing with those former players at the front office helm. This organization needs to change their core philosophy, no matter what it is. To those on the inside of the organization, they may be believing that that is exactly what they have been trying to do. But to those of us on the outside looking in, it just seems like the same old, same old. And the results of the past 47 seasons is really all the proof we need. Again, this is a circle back column. But it seems fitting for all the circling back the Flyers have done through the years with former players.
I know Pat wants to contest this.
Yeah, Bobby, you're wrong on this one.
Hey, okay, how am I wrong, Pat? I'm saying that a right and a wrong.
All right, first of all, I love the attitude you're giving me. Oh, how am I wrong on this? Well, first of all, Danny Briere is very sought after by many organizations. They were going to lose him if they weren't. He interviewed with the Canadians. He interviewed with the Coyotes. Like, they would have lost him. This isn't a situation of we're giving a guy a job because he played with the team. He's actually a well-sought-after front office exec, so that's why you're wrong.
But here's the one thing. Right.
So was Ron Hextall. So was Bobby Clark.
Pat, I would say
it's the core of what I'm saying is you have to change the face of your organization. And the face of the organization right now is that you just keep bringing back former players. It hasn't worked for 47 years.
I think both of you make a valid point. But I lean more towards Bob. I want clean eyes in the building. I don't want people who have heard the legend of Ed Snyder, the legend of what went on in the building. Oh, it was the Legion of Doom and all that. I don't want to hear that crap anymore. I
completely understand.
I want a clean start. I want a clean start.
The optics are bad. I get it. You know.
That's my point.
I still can't figure out how Ian LaPerriere still has a job. You know, it's just like they keep reshuffling him like deck chairs on the Titanic. But with this one, I think that keeping him was a good move.
Yeah, the
respectfully, thank you for listening.
I do. No, I'm saying is I asked the boys to come in here for a second.
Yeah, what's going on?
You're
going
to find out. I got to tell you though, Pat, I don't care that Danny Briere is a sought after front office guy. Like I really don't care because of the fact that it doesn't make any sense to me because I want fresh eyes in the building. I want it to be something where we have not somebody gets clean eyes. Someone has no one's not going to hear about the legend of Ed Snyder in the hallways anymore.
Yeah.
And hear about, oh, do you remember what it used to be like in this barn?
Yeah, no, I get that part.
And one of my lines in there was what my wife says to me a lot. That's not the point. Danny Briere could be great, all this and that. That's not the point. And John stated it. You need to clean this out and forget about former players, right or wrong, because it hasn't worked for 47 years.
And I think that that's why, even though a guy like Briere, I'd let him go. I would have let him go elsewhere.
Okay.
Because I would have said there are sought after executives all over the league, the next guy, the You're next right. GM and everything. But I guess having lived it, being a part of that organization now a long time ago, but being a part of that organization and seeing it up close and personal, I want the culture enema.
Yeah, I completely get that. I know a lot of people agree. The fact that he was sought after, I think, is a good move.
Keep that him, is
but,
the truth, though.
But, I mean, look, there's, as you guys have laid out, there's a bunch of execs that are, quote, sought after that suck.
Oh, no, yeah, and I'm not saying he's going to suck. In fact, I know I was told good hire by people that I respect tell me, good hire, man, good hire. And I feel like Bob does. And, Bob, we may be more jaded, though, because the fact that Pat hasn't been punished as long as we have.
Yeah, could be. It's just,
I mean, that part of it.
Again, right or wrong, I see that they're hiring another former player to a front office job. Again, I can't live with it anymore.
I love it that Connor Thomas and Mike Cirelli are in the building with us. Heavy Chevy, got Connor in. What's going on, guys?
What's going on here?
Why? Like, they don't even know why you're here.
Yeah,
I know why you're here.
Do you, Jamie?
Should we tell them why we're here?
Do you not know why they're here?
Are they finally announcing their relationship?
They are announcing they're coming public.
Wow. And, Jamie and I out, and Mike and Connor
in. Now we know why Connor's been wearing those tight shorts all this time. Trying to get, but no, you're here.
I almost went down in front of two dudes.
Yeah, Jamie's in full approval. No, why they're here? Because they're announcing a new project today. Guys, why don't you tell us a little bit about where people are going to find it? And what people are going to be treated to.
So we're doing a new little, it's almost a behind
the scenes.
It's
not little.
Okay, big.
It's going to be big.
A big behind the scenes. It's called Behind the Screens. It's a podcast that gives us, I'm talking into the mic. Come on, Pat.
Come on.
Yeah, not really.
I can hear him fine.
How much closer? Okay.
I hear him
so what
fine.
We're doing is we're doing this new podcast, Behind the Screens is what it's called. You can find it on the John Kincaid podcast feed on 97.5thefanatic.com. It's going to be a look from our perspective at what goes on day in and day out here on the John Kincaid Show. You're going to get it every Friday at 10 a.m. As soon as the week's worth of shows is done, you'll be able to hear what Mike and I have to say about some of the big topics the guys got into, and some behind-the-scenes stuff like, I don't know, maybe a jambalaya debate that went on earlier this year.
We got
things
into that.
Of that nature.
So, Heavy Chevy, I mean, this is a, you know, you're the guy behind the scenes that makes us look good every day. And I go back and watch a segment I liked and a segment I didn't every day. And your work is fantastic. Now, you and Connor branching off into this. Now, are you guys going to be kind? Is that going
to
be?
Yeah, we're going to try to.
You don't
Mike,
have to
Mike
be.
Was kinder you don't than have I to was be. In this first episode we're putting out. Mike was a little bit nicer. He's a little bit less jaded than me. A little bit younger, a little bit happier when he looks at life. We're going to try to be kind, but we're going to be what we think is fair or just.
Guess what? Fair game. Because everybody's fair game on the show. Everybody and everything that goes on around here. You could take people behind the scenes. Coach?
Yeah, this podcast, great idea, needs to have approval first to go before it gets podcast, correct, guys?
What?
Yeah, I have to approve it first.
Why?
Before this goes on.
I told them this is awesome. I said, this is great.
So wait, we're announcing something and somebody says it's not approved.
Wait, this is I have to run this by, coach?
This is kind of like training for James Harden and then saying, yeah, play whenever.
Wait a minute. We're not passing physicals here.
Yeah, I know. The podcast needs to pass a physical.
It's time for you to shut the
Oh my gosh, coach is...
I'll, I'm going to see myself.
Shut up, say, see something. For a guy who was mailing it in for most of the morning.
I'm more confused than
that was
ever
there.
Right now.
No, you're going to be able to get this. The new podcast, Behind the Screens, comes up starting today.
Yep, today at 10 a.m.
10 o'clock.
Yep, 10 o'clock.
Whether Coach likes it or not.
And that's my right. new LinkedIn bio and all my Indeed.com information comes up at 10:15 when Coach decides to move on from the two of us.
Chevy, is it, this is, you, now you've done some of this stuff before, so you're comfortable with being on a mic with Connor.
Yeah, absolutely. We got into, you'll see, or you'll hear what we got into.
Because we don't know, we will not know what you guys get into.
No. But I'll just say, we took some shots at some of the takes that we heard over the week. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to do it every week.
There you go.
You're taking
little
shots.
Podcast, so definitely listen.
Taking shots, Pat.
Connor used to be a really nice dude, and he still is. But
you haven't even heard what we said yet.
But he's formed a little bit of an edge during his time on the show here. Just you've gotten a little bit of an edge about you. Now, Mike is still soft and round and cuddly and all that stuff.
Soft.
He hasn't gotten that edge yet.
He hasn't put on that much weight.
We'll see how this turns out.
My wardrobe is critiqued day in and day out by everybody.
You're dressed like, you honestly...
He dresses with the times. He's fine.
Yeah.
If you're a Hooters girl in King of Prussia,
Addie's seen his outfits. She said he's good.
Yeah, he's good to go.
Mm. Yeah, tight is in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good job. Like tight.
Good job, guys. This is going to be good. So Behind the Screens begins today.
Tight. Yeah.
Brian Joseph, by the way, says, so the show now has a Manning cast. It's exactly what this is supposed to be. This is exactly it. Brian Joseph, thank you very much. It's a stolen idea, but it is a stolen idea where these guys get to take it out on us. And by the way, Pat, they're going to have a lot of critique on you, me, Bob, Jamie, and we have nothing to say about it.
I mean, both are very replaceable, so just be careful.
Well, we don't even know if it's really happening.
Oh, no, it's happening. Yeah. Today at 10.
Yeah, it's got to pass a physical.
You'll be able to get it. The physicals will be turn your head and cough. Coach is going to say turn your head and cough.
It's the James Harden of podcasts.
We will have that tonight. But it's exactly, Brian reads right through it, though. Well, the show has a Manning cast now. That's exactly the idea. Take you behind the scenes, tell you what's going on, and maybe some stories that you didn't hear. Like today, when Jamie and I were in here. And whatever the hell was going on in the wall behind us, what was that?
Oh.
Jamie, what was that?
Remember the banging on the wall? It was Connor and I were having a catch with a tennis ball. But the thing is...
But it kept hitting the wall.
Because it's a very narrow... That's the fun of the game. It's a very narrow hallway. Trying to throw it from one end to the other, it takes some talent.
Chandler
and sometimes we missed.
Joey and Chandler get into these contests.
I don't know what it is today. I can't sit still. I'm all wound up. So I said to Connor, I'm like, get a ball ready because I got to have catches on the brace because I got to get rid of some of this energy I have.
Yeah, it's the energy that had you telling Frank to shut up in the 6 o'clock
hour. I didn't say
hour.
That. I was telling Frank that we should shut up.
Nah, maybe we'll play that coming.
Nah,
I apologize to Frank.
Your opportunity to tell us what to talk about every single day, myjkshowsegment@gmail.com. We try to get to it as many days of the week as we can. myjkshowsegment@gmail.com. We have a listener-suggested segment. Tyler Madden made the suggestion today. He's on the clock. We'll get to it next. It's fun.
College basketball, it's here. And FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge, has an offer you don't want to miss. Now new customers can place their first college basketball bet risk-free. And if you don't win, you'll get up to $1,000 back. Bet college basketball any way you like. You can look at the local team. Who's the best local team around? Probably Jay Wright's club. They're playing really well right now. Very, very smart team. They're ramping it up for the postseason. So get ready to take a look at them. Take a chance at a same game parlay bet. Jump into the action with live betting or bet with big promotions like odds boosts. Now's the perfect time to join FanDuel. It's easy to use. They're always hooking you up with a great odds. And when you win, you'll get paid in as little as 2 hours. See why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today and sign up with promo code Bob to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. That's promo code Bob. 21 plus and present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.